Welcome to No Sugar,
Just Spice.
I'm Sheer.
And I'm Sen.
1, 2, 3, hi. Okay, I think that was good.
As we navigate the early stages of our careers, we wanted to bring you a weekly dose of our unapologetic dialogue.
I was like, ha 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 ha.
Oh yeah.
No.
Join us every week as we dive into topics on all of our minds and cover all the latest trends, obsessions, and struggles we encounter on the daily.
We're getting personal and professional, and we're here to talk about it all. No sugarcoating, no BS, just a little bit of Middle Eastern spice.
Get ready for an authentic exploration of all the highs and lows, because life's too short for sugar-coated stories. This is No Sugar, Just Spice, where honesty meets the mic. Hi guys, welcome back. This is the What's in the Group Chat segment, hosted by me, Sen. So guys, I'm really excited to talk to you about a bunch of things happening because I've been, I don't know about you, Sheer, probably not you, but I've been booked and busy in terms of shows lately, in terms of a lot of things, but the shows are really popping off these days.
Oh, like TV shows.
Yeah.
I feel like everything is just coming out at the same time.
I know. I went through like such a dark time with no shows coming out. And I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Did you see the new season of Good Doctor just came out this week?
No.
I'm obsessed.
And I cannot wait.
Sigi loves that show. My husband, Sigi, loves that show.
Ellie and I are obsessed with it.
Yeah. I watched a few episodes. He's a cutie. But no, I'm talking about like... What everybody's blowing up, and at least in my group chats, like we're all talking about Love is Blind and Love Island All Stars. Big shout out. Love Island. And Love Island All Stars is like the best reunion of all time, like with all of your favorite people from the past few years, like all coming back, and they're messier than ever. And it's just great. But the main thing people are talking about, I have to explain this to Sheer because
she's not
up to date.
I don't watch Love Island. That's not in my wish list.
No, it's fine. You don't have to. But Love is Blind is definitely like the main topic of conversation.
I've seen the first season of that.
So you know, like,
I know what the show's about. And
you know what the show's about.
I haven't seen the latest one, though.
Every season, I watch this show purely for the chaos, right? But it's just...
What else?
As soon as there's no chaos, like, I'm bored. But I don't know. I watch the show every single season and it's like, do we really need an experiment to tell us if love is blind? I don't think so. Like, I think love could be blind. Okay. I want to get your opinion on this.
Like, okay. You mean like not seeing the person?
Yeah. Like
falling in love with the
personality. Yeah.
Okay.
I think love could be blind for women, but for men, I think it's impossible. And this, if anything, this show proves that, okay. I think. I actually heard like this kind of like sums up the show. I like heard a very like hilarious quote from Hannah Berner, who I love. Do you know her?
Yes, of course I know her. I've been following her on TikTok for like over a year now. So I'm in the loop there.
Okay. Obsessed with her. She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's really funny.
I listened to her podcast. So I'm not sure if it was her quote or she got it from
her interviews
else.
Like on the street.
Yeah.
Like when she interviews people.
Yeah. When she interviews men and asks them girl like questions
yes.
about women.
Yeah.
The best.
Or interviews girls about like sex questions. It's hilarious.
Yeah. She's really funny. I'm actually going to see her. I'm going to see her show. She's performing in Montclair, which is where I live.
Oh my God.
Yeah. How cool.
Wait, I'm so jealous.
I know. I'm so excited.
That's so exciting.
It's like coming up soon. I'm really excited.
You know, I'll have to take a photo with her.
I know. It's like a lot of people are going to be there though. Like she's getting really big.
She is getting really big. She has, I mean, a good amount of followers now.
Yeah, she deserves it. I've been following her from day one, watched her on Summer House, big Bravo gal, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah, I have all the Bravo knowledge as well. Can't wait to get into that stuff. Wow. Anybody else is interested? Because Sheer doesn't know this, but whoever is
in up.
Whoever's in it is in it. Okay, Sheer? It's like...
I know. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm here to listen. I'm on the sidelines. I can't get too deep.
It's passion.
So what did she say?
That's what my husband says about me. Very passionate.
So he's very passionate.
No matter what it is. Okay, so this is her quote, which I think sums up the show perfectly. And I don't know if it's her quote or she got it from someone else. So I'm sorry. You know, I'm not giving the right credit. But she said, men are all about the physical. And women are all about the emotional. That's why women wear makeup and men lie.
Sometimes
just hate you.
My God. Wait, that's insane.
It's the truest thing ever.
It's crazy.
like, think about that for a minute.
Oh my God, that's psychotic.
And this show, like, Shira, you have to watch this show to just see it in action because...
Well, I've seen the first season and I remember, but I remember guys choosing girls even from that experiment, even without seeing the girl.
Well, no, that's how it starts off. So they start off in the pods, they talk to a bunch of people, they narrow it down. Yeah. And then once they fall in love... Mm-hmm. Or want to get famous, in my opinion. That's just, as the years go on, I feel like that's what's happening.
And that's what happens with every show once it becomes popular, I feel like.
Yeah. So that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be you're getting to know somebody, just like solely based on conversation and speaking to them, whatever. Once you fall in love, you propose, and then they have the big reveal where like they meet.
Oh, they propose before seeing each other?
Yeah, they have to propose in order to see each other.
Yeah, that's a bit
which
extreme.
Which is insane.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
Which is insane.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
10 days in the pods.
And then, I mean, I think it's possible to like emotionally connect with someone at that time, but like no physical interaction at all and then proposing.
Okay, so they propose. That's step one. It's not like they get married. Now they have to go through all these effed up tests, okay?
After they propose.
Yeah. So now they see each other.
Does the boy have to propose or can the girl propose?
I've never seen, maybe a female has proposed, but not on this season.
Okay.
It's usually the guy.
All right.
But it gets messy because, you know, they have maybe two connections and, you know, they end up going with one of them for whatever reason.
Oh, two guys can propose to the same girl?
Yeah, I mean...
People have
connections, yeah. And then imagine that, like, they propose, they think they chose the right one. And I'll get into, like, one specific example, which is hilarious, and everybody's talking about it. But then after, they bring everybody back. So, like, imagine they had a connection with somebody else that they haven't seen yet, and now they see the girl, the second girl that they had a connection with, and now all of a sudden they're more attracted to her. Love is blind goes out the window.
Oh, my God.
But what's interesting is that the girls are usually like, they're just excited to see the guy. Like they're not, you know, but the guy maybe has like an image built up in his head. And then like, there's this one girl on the show that everybody's talking about, Chelsea. And this goes against the rules of the show. I don't know why she did this and also was not in her best interest. But basically she was saying that she made a comment like, oh, do you have a celebrity lookalike? And then she was like...
Oh my God. Is this a girl that went viral on TikTok?
Yes. Said that she looks like Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. Oh my God. I was wondering where this came from. I saw this all over my TikTok feed. And then like I saw it on Instagram. And I was like, well, who is this girl that people are talking about?
The internet is very angry at this girl. Which my personal opinion is that's mean. Like, leave her alone. Wow. That's not a big deal. And like, why are we all about anti-bullying and anti-hate? And now all of a sudden we're trashing this woman. Like, it's rude. I mean,
comments by celebs reposted it and then someone said, I see it. Wasn't it Megan Fox?
Did she? No, I don't think so.
But I could have sworn.
Oh, somebody said, I see it. You're right.
I could have sworn. I'm like literally looking this up while we're here.
Somebody did say, I see it. Honestly, I personally see it. I don't think she's that far off, but I think it was a mistake to tell that to a man.
Yeah.
Because if you tell a man you look like Megan Fox, you better look like her.
100%.
Exactly like her.
I mean, that guy is like dreaming about her at that point. By the time he meets her, he like hyped her up.
Yeah. So as soon as she said that comment, this guy was between two women and he ended up going
with Megan Fox.
And the first thing he says when he sees her is like, wait, first of all, he hugs her and you see him like look to the camera and he's just like,
oh my God, poor guy.
And he's like, so she lied to me.
Although honestly, talking about looks, like that whole, like it's, okay, so on one hand, I agree that like women are, you know, more emotional in terms of like the connection that we seek in men or in a relationship and what we look for in a relationship. But I don't think that it, like, men are excluded from that. Like, I agree men tend to be more physical and, like, they care. Like, I feel, I mean, not, obviously, this is not, I'm not generalizing. Like, I think.
In the beginning.
Everyone's different. But in the beginning, it's what gets them, right? Like, it's what they look at first. It's kind of like, whatever. It's their instinct.
Yeah.
But I think that the emotional connection is really important. Like, you know, at the end of the day, men are babies. Like, come on. No, like, they need us.
Relationship, once you're, like, years down the line, I think men are more emotional.
I mean, yeah, they need, like, yeah. I think they're very emotionally connected and attached, like, to their partner once they're in a relationship. So, like, I think in the beginning, like, that's a valid point, like, that whole quote that you said.
Yeah.
But once you get, like, not even years, like, honestly, even a few months in, like, I think it switches. Like, I think this playing field becomes even. Like, I think women look at the physical and the emotional, yeah. And the men look at both.
Yeah.
Like, once you're a few months into the relationship and
the physical evolves for us and yes. It evolves for them, the emotional,
exactly.
Vice versa.
Like, I remember when Elliot and I first started dating, I was so self-conscious. Remember the whole acne thing I had?
Yeah, of course.
So, like, when we moved, so, like, this a little was, backstory.
Well, tell people, yeah, how old you were.
So, a little backstory. After college, this was in 2017, Sen and I moved to Tel Aviv. She went to Tel Aviv because her now husband was in med school, and his med school was in Israel. And I had moved there to do an MBA exchange program I went to the University of Florida, and I did an exchange program at Tel Aviv University. And so I just picked up my stuff and went for like a 6-month program, met my now husband. So 6 months turned into 6 years. Which was insane, but at least I had Zen
good
there.
Times.
I know. We had great times. But...
Oh, young love.
I know. It was crazy. Honestly, it was a crazy time. But I had met my husband and we were friends at first for a while, but my body didn't really react well to the environment in Israel. Like, it really didn't. Like, I moved to Israel and my body just acted out, and I went to like one of the
things different. The dairy, like the eggs.
The water that you shower with. Yeah. Everything. I even went vegan, remember, for an entire month.
Yeah,
I cannot believe I did that. I tried everything. And then I went to the number one dermatologist in Tel Aviv. And he right away looked at my face and he was like, yeah, you like need to go on Accutane right away. And I took a really small dose. I mean, the doses that they take abroad are way different than the ones that they prescribe in America. But I remember that I literally got, like, the doctor prescribed it to me the month Elliot and I started dating. Like, imagine, like, you're in a brand new relationship with a guy.
I never put that together.
Your body all of a sudden freaks out. I hardly had one pimple my entire life. Like, I was not an acne-prone teenager.
Yeah, it happened out of nowhere, I remember.
Out of nowhere. I moved to Israel and I had cystic acne on my cheeks. Like, it was wild. And I started dating this guy. And I had to go on Accutane and my skin was just acting out. I was super self-conscious.
Yeah, but like, he was still obsessed with you back then. I knew him before, so I know.
I had the tea before. You really did have the tea. But also, we were friends for a really long time. Like, even before that, like, we were friends and we built that emotional connection for a while before dating and going through all that.
But I think his motivation was not the same as yours.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't think he was trying to be your friend from day one.
Oh, yeah, probably not. I think I'm the one who friend zoned for sure.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, that's the way it went. So he wasn't interested in the emotional. He was just like, all right, this is what I'm going to get right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. what do you think? Like, we were not compatible with, you know, the nightlife life.
Yeah.
But like the reason why I mentioned it was because like full circle, at the end of the day, like physical, you know, whatever, it comes and goes, like whatever. Obviously like baseline looks like everyone has a type.
Yeah.
But I think that like the emotional is always the most important. Like I remember hearing this thing one time of like relationships are like pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
And like the base of the pyramid is like friendship. And then it builds up. Yeah, like the foundation. And then it builds up. And then the tip of the pyramid is like intimacy, like sexual.
Yeah. It's so true. If you don't have friendship, what do you have? Like you need to it's not about like just being in love and loving the person. You need to actually like them and just like want to hang out
100%.
With them.
100%. Especially, I mean, like as you get older and older, like.
Yeah. Not that we're that old. We keep acting like we're
not old.
Over here.
I'm thinking of our grandparents.
Oh, you're thinking like, yeah.
Like, think about when you're in your 80s. Like, how sexually active are you going to? Like, are you in your 80s? You know, like, what's the most important? Then someone you can hang out with and stand to be with all day.
Honestly, my grandma tells me that exact thing.
Oh, she does?
She leaves out no detail.
Really?
Yeah.
Give us a little bit more knowledge from your grandma in her 80s.
They are, well, my grandma's not in her 80s. My grandpa is, but.
Your grandma's younger than 80?
Yeah, both of my grandmas are really young. 75, 76?
No.
77?
No, I don't believe that.
Yeah. My dad's mom is definitely like 76 max.
What?
Yeah. Because they had kids like when they were 20.
Wow. But my grandma also had my dad pretty young. And she's like 84, I think.
We'll do the math after.
Yeah, we'll do it afterwards. Okay, so what did she say?
No, it's really amazing. Well, I'm talking about my mom's parents because my dad's parents are divorced and could not be a
mine are also divorced. My grandparents.
An unhealthy divorce, even years later, if you can believe it.
Oh my God.
So yeah, very two extremes. But my mom's parents are so in love. It's crazy on both sides. Like,
wow.
She is obsessed with him and he is obsessed with her.
Like, that's so great.
I'll just see, like, she loves to dance, my grandma. And like anytime she's like out there, like being her crazy wild self, like I just see my grandpa. He's so like quiet and serious, just like,
aww,
smiling, like looking at her.
Wait, that's so cute.
This is like, we'll explain like the two sides of the family perfectly. My grandma told me that she wants to be, like when she, God forbid, when she passes, she wants to be buried in the same grave as my grandpa.
Well, you know, oh wait, hold on. Well, you know, in Israel, to like also save lot space, they'll do that with married couples. Like, oh, really? They'll have like whoever dies first will be buried, and then there's dirt
in the same tomb,
and no, they put you on top.
She wants to be in the tomb,
on top,
in the kevel. Like,
yeah, but there's you don't have coffins in Judaism.
Oh, you don't. They're,
no, what, have you gone to?
Oh yeah, you're right.
So they. They put you in the ground and then they shovel dirt on you and then they'll put the other partner above and then put dirt on them. They're literally in the ground, like on top of each other.
Oh, okay.
Just like there's dirt in between because one is buried. But like the tomb on top is the same. You could do that. Like not everyone does it, but like it's an option. I've been to funerals that do that.
She's not that far off.
So she's right. I mean, like that wish will come true if that's what she wants.
Friendship is super important because yeah, everything else goes away. And like you want to like the person and like spending time with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very cute.
I think it's very important. I mean, we can do a whole separate segment on relationships, but yeah.
Bring her on.
Guys, we're going to bring in both not my grandma. My grandma got divorced years ago and my grandma is thriving single. So
she is.
She can talk about being single and thriving. She lives on the same street as all her siblings. They play cards, see each other all the time.
It would honestly be such a good episode. And I think my grandma only
speaks Hebrew. So I would have to translate the entire podcast for
us. Well, my grandmas have very heavy accents, so it'll be entertaining for sure.
No, but at least they could speak English.
I think my sister had an idea, actually. I don't remember who, or maybe I heard it somewhere else, of like a podcast where it's like you and your grandma. It's like,
oh, I've seen that.
Is that a thing?
I've seen Instagram pages that are literally run by granddaughters and grandmas.
Because we would have such interesting conversations.
100%. It's the wisdom from above.
Okay, I'm so excited for that. Let us know if you guys would be interested too, because
yeah,
that sounds like something
I think could be interesting.
Cool. Something about approaching 30, not that it's happening this year, but it's coming for me next year.
For me, it is, guys. I'm literally freaking out.
The countdown begins.
I mean, I'm literally like my birthday's end of the year, so like it's basically next year, but I'm in denial.
Time share.
I'm in denial.
I've been saying I'm approaching 30 for the past 5 years. Like my sisters want to kill me.
I'm so sad.
But no, we can't. It's stupid. And when we're approaching 40, we're gonna be like, what were we thinking?
I know,
like,
literally.
But yeah, something about this age really makes you want to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what am I doing? How do I thrive for as long as possible?
Thrive.
How do I, you know, be as healthy as possible and as useful as possible? So yeah. I'm all about finding like healthy habits and healthy rituals these days. So a big thing for me is I'm like a big Dr. Pepper gal and like...
Oh, wait, please send show.
Okay, well, sure. This is going against what I'm trying to say right now. It's only because I'm here.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, guys. There's no Dr. Pepper here. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, anyways, I used to have like diet Dr. Peppers lined up in my fridge at all times. Like that would be like my like treat. And lately I've been getting into these prebiotic drinks like Olipop and Poppies. Have you tried them? I'm obsessed.
I've been looking for puppies. I see Olipop everywhere, though. It's like all over Publix, it's on Amazon, whatever. But
I like Olipop. I like both of them.
Where's puppies? Like, where do I get that?
Anywhere. I think
I only see Olipop.
Really?
Okay.
If anything, Poppy is more popular.
Poppy's popular. I need to stop drinking. I love Coca-Cola. In America, it doesn't taste as good as the ones in Europe and Israel.
Yeah, true.
It's sweeter over there, but still, I'm like, I have, for some reason, like an addiction to Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Cola. It is. It's an addiction and it's not good. Like whether you're having the sugar one, the one with sugar or the diet one, different battle. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's negatives in both.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I've been really into those drinks and, you know, putting them in a wine glass with some ice, like romanticizing my evening.
Are you making yourself a mocktail?
Yes. So I'm sure everybody's seen this. Like it's been all over TikTok. Have you seen it? Sleepy Girl Mocktail?
No.
That's what it's called.
Sleepy Girl Mocktail?
Yeah.
Like to take before you go to sleep?
Yeah. So what it is, you can use any sparkly beverage. It can also just be like sparkling water, like Pellegrino or whatever.
Okay.
You mix that with cherry, like organic, whatever, cherry juice. Okay. How do you say it?
Cranberry juice? Concentrate.
Yeah. It's like actual, there's nothing else in it. It's just pure cherry juice that you can get anywhere. Which apparently has natural melatonin in it, which is, you know, good for sleep. And then you add in some magnesium powder, any magnesium citrate or whatever. I think I use Moon. It's a brand called
Magnesium
Moonshine.
No, that's like the alcohol.
Look up Magnesium Moon. That's like the brand that everybody's into these days.
Moon juice.
Moon juice. Oh my God, great brands. Love their brand.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like they're a little expensive, but
cool.
I get their magnesium powder on Amazon. And magnesium is good for sleep. It's good for muscle recovery. Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
And it's also good for anxiety. Not like you feel it overnight, but if you take it consistently, like it's really good. Also, if you're pregnant, it's also good to take.
Really? Oh my God. This is interesting. I've never even like heard of...
I'm like all about this.
Okay, I'm going to give myself... You know what? Next time we film, I want you to make me...
Sleepy Girl Mocktail?
A Sleepy Girl Mocktail.
Okay, anytime.
Wow, I'm excited for this.
Yeah, it's like a little science experiment at home.
Mocktail.
Yeah, and then I watch Love is Blind and I call it a night.
What a great evening.
So that's my current fixation.
Okay.
Love is Blind, making Sleepy Girl Mocktails. And what else do we need to talk about? I guess what I would like to do is focus on who the person of the week is.
Yes. I think we all know who that is.
But lately, and like, it's not that I'm biased because I'm Swiftie, but there actually is no interesting news or anything happening about any other person, but none other than
Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, everyone.
Yeah, she's no matter what time you're listening to this, I'm sure she's still taking over the headlines.
I'm sure she's still all over the news, even if we release this in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Taylor Swift. I know her classic songs, but I'm not a...
She's not a Swiftie. Swiftie. It's okay.
I'm not.
It's fine. But anyways, I guess the big controversy right now is the Super Bowl happened a few weeks ago. And everybody,
was it the Super Bowl or was it just everyone watching Taylor Swift on TV?
Or was it the T Swift Bowl? I mean, did you watch the Super Bowl? Because I watched it only because of her and I barely saw her. I was disappointed.
I watched, okay, Sanaya, like that's not why the Super Bowl was on television. I watched it because I went to a Super Bowl party and all the boys there wanted to watch it. I don't care much about football, so.
And what do you think? Rigged?
I mean, no, I think all these conspiracy theories.
Oh, okay, good. I thought you did think that was.
No, I think all these conspiracy theories are just like, people are just finding things to make things interesting. Like, no offense, but these football players, like they've worked their entire careers for this moment. Like no one is agreeing to any sort of rigged situation when there are millions of dollars on the line and their entire careers. And like, also, I don't believe that.
And they've won the Super Bowl two times in the past. Like, it's not like a underdog team came and stole the show.
I don't think it's rigged at all. I think those
Do you think their relationship is fake or not?
Travis Kelce?
Answer carefully.
Do I think their relationship is fake? No, no way.
Oh, okay, good. I don't know why I thought
you think I'm a hater, like a Swiftie hater?
No, I don't know. I thought you thought that.
No.
A lot of people do. A lot of people think it's all for political reasons. And
no, I think that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, like, they seem really cute together. They seem really happy together.
Okay, good.
Like, they go out of their ways and their busy-ass schedules to fly across the world to be for each other in their very important events. Like, I think that they have a strong relationship, and I'm very happy for her because of everything that she's gone through, and she's been in the public eye for so long, but also for him.
Yeah, and every guy she's dated in the past has been like, hide, hide, hide. Like, let's like run into the car from the restaurant. And now she's like, I don't care. Like, I'm thriving. I'm 32. I'm on top of the world. I'm in love. Why am I going to hide it? I don't care if people are going to call me out.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I think personally, are you up to date on Liz Wood's like commentary on all this?
No, I'm not. I do like Liz Wood though, so I'm surprised I haven't seen it.
Yeah, she's all about it. And she's convinced that they will for sure get married. She always says...
Oh, right. I mean, I think he'll propose. Like,
me too, 100%.
I think if they continue to go strong, he's proposing by the end of the year.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, yeah, time is running out. And she's the type
also,
that...
like, she's religious. Like, yeah. I think that, like,
is she religious?
Isn't she? I thought she was. I mean, I'm not a Swiftie, so don't take my word on it.
I don't know, but I think she definitely wants to have a family. She's like traditional, I would say, is the right
word. Traditional. Like, you know, her, like, I think that, like, she's ready for it.
Oh, so I don't know why I really thought that you were on the conspiracy side.
No, I'm not on the conspiracy side. I think that there's a lot going on in the political landscape in the US right now. And I think that, like, anyone that takes the headlines, anyone that's being talked about is always going to be somewhat associated with that.
Yeah.
It is very hard to believe that their relationship and the Super Bowl and all of this has something to do with Biden's campaign. Like, I literally say it out loud and I laugh
really
internally.
Thought just before we started this that's what you said. And I was like, oh, we need to talk about this.
I was telling you that, like, this is what I'm seeing online. Like, this is all the conspiracies I'm seeing online. Like, we can talk about this topic. Like, not like I agree with it.
Oh,
I thought that you agreed with it.
No.
I thought we were having a conversation about it, like, you agreeing with it and me not.
No, I think it's crazy. I mean, if she does endorse Biden, which I don't think she will.
Yeah.
Then I'll believe it. I'll believe some of it at least. I have a lot of people and like friends that are like, they don't like Taylor because she's super political and like.
Is she doesn't even talk on social media. Her comments are off on social media.
Yeah, she doesn't. We haven't heard any words come out of her mouth other than when she is on the stage. Yeah.
She literally does not talk to people on social media.
Yeah.
She has comments off. She doesn't talk in her story. She only promotes like her music and her albums and her work, which honestly, like, I respect. Like, she treats her platforms professionally and then she keeps her personal life very private.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what she does. I don't think this conspiracy thing is true.
I personally think, let's leave music, like, let's all enjoy it. It should be something that unites us. Like,
yeah, but do you think every musician should keep quiet on every topic or world event going on?
I think, I don't know. But I feel like this is a huge conversation.
I mean, it is a big conversation.
I think if you're personally affected by something, like, and you're attached to it, then yes. Like, I think you have, you know, a responsibility to speak up about it. But there's so much going on in the world. Like, who are we to say this person should speak up about this when they don't speak up about anything like that? Because it's too, when you're so influential and you have, you know, such a big reach of people, you're going to be hurting somebody with what you say. So
it's your business. Not,
yeah. I mean, that's my personal opinion. I totally understand, like, people who have expectations of, you know, their role models and like people that they look up to. But at the end of the day, I wish that, like, because it sucks when you hear like somebody that you love support something that
it sucks
against you. Like
when
hurts.
Kanye West became extremely mentally ill over the past few years and started literally lashing out on Jews. He ruined every song he's ever made for me. And I'm a huge old school Kanye fan. Like, it is so hard for me not to listen to his music.
Yeah, it is.
I just can't. I can't support him.
But now it's just a reaction. Like,
yeah, me too.
Next, whenever he comes on.
I really can't support him. The man has just gone crazy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I agree. Like, it does ruin it for me. But I'd also rather know who I'm supporting. Like.
But what if they don't stand on one particular side? Like, what if they're just like.
Okay, if it's American politics, I literally couldn't care. Like, yeah. I think everyone's like right to their own beliefs and they can keep it private. Like, I don't think that people need to publicize who they're voting for. Like, I never publicize. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I think that, like, I respect people's privacy and people's beliefs. And at the end of the day, politics is all about what you prioritize. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, most people have the same views on a lot of things. It's for all sure. about what you prioritize is the most important for you. That's it. Like, that's how I look at politics in general. So, you're going to get mad at somebody for prioritizing one topic over another. Like, that's basically what it is. Okay, but like, what if something like October 7th happens?
Yeah.
Because for me, obviously, like, I'm very attached to Israel. Like, we both are. Like, our families are born there. We have a lot of families there. Like, we are.
We've lived there for 4 years.
We've lived there.
Well, you live there longer.
I lived there for 6 years, seven, I don't know. We're Israeli also. Like, for us, like, obviously, we're very connected. But Israel represents the Jewish people.
Yeah.
It's the Jewish state. So no matter what anyone says, like, yeah. I don't support Israel, but I support Jews, whatever. Like, Israel is Jews. So like, from my perspective, if something like something bigger than 9/11 proportionally in Israel happens in Israel, it's a target on every Jew's back in the world. And I feel like if something like that happens and people don't speak up, they're not supporting their Jewish friends. Similar to how when during COVID, Asians were being targeted in America.
But did she say anything then?
No. She did not. She didn't.
No. So why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has things that, like, for example, people who are Ukrainian or, you know what I mean? Like, tons of people are dying in the Russia-Ukraine war. So yes, if you're somebody who speaks about things going on in the world and you're an activist or whatever, and you don't speak about October 7th, which is no matter which side you're on, and not that there should be side, like if you're on the side of humanity and like you want peace and like you want innocent people who have done nothing wrong and kids and teenagers who literally were just born in a place, like if you're against that, then there's a problem. And Then I understand, you know, like.
But what about everyone? What about all the other celebrities that talk about other topics? Like, they bring up other topics. They voice their opinions on a lot of other subjects. But on October 7th, they didn't say anything.
Well, yeah, that's, I think, not cool. I mean, for me, it hurts when it comes to this kind of stuff. It's more
the Kardashians.
Like people,
they talk about so many different political things. Like, they're not extremely political at all. But Kim, is huge on prison reform.
Didn't say anything.
Prison reform is huge for her, and she talks about it all the time. And she like is literally practicing, like wants to practice law in it. Like she's doing really impressive things that are changing people's lives. Mm-hmm. But why not talk about it? Kylie did post,
then
took it down a few minutes later, supporting Israel.
It's just so dumb. Like, you already posted it. Everybody saw it.
Millions of people already saw it.
Stand by something. Like, if you're gonna stand,
But again, like, that's unfortunately. That's what happens.
I know. It's a really tricky topic and I don't know what I would do. I mean, I do know what I would do if it was me in that position, but I'm saying if I was...
But most people are not Israeli.
Yeah. If I wasn't connected at all, then I don't know how I would react.
If you're not Jewish and you have no connection to Israel, it's like, do you have Jewish friends? Like,
I think it's appreciated and like, wow, like that's... Like, thank you. Like, it makes you feel good when like somebody is just, you know... Sending love when your family was just attacked. Like, it doesn't have to do about the political conflict and what you believe and like...
100%. Something like October 7th, which should have been the entire world coming together to mourn for the Jewish people, turned into a political...
It took a week for people to turn on us.
It was crazy.
It took a few days.
It was insane. Like, these barbarian terrorists, like, storm into the country and behead babies and humans and do like atrocious things. We still have over 100 and what, 170 hostages.
We go through a massacre and people hate us more for it. It's actually mind blowing. Like, take away everything, take away the history and whatever you want to, like, whatever you think you know about the conflict. And if you probably, most people don't even know one Israeli or one Palestinian.
Yeah.
And they have so much to say about it.
But it's become beyond that. It's not become Israeli. It's literally become like Jews against the world.
Yeah.
That's how I feel at this point. Like, I am so proud of all of my friends who are not Jewish who posted and supported us. Jews are never safe from anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism has existed for thousands of years. It's never going to go anywhere. We've seen it in every shape and form. We've seen it in the Crusades. We've seen it during the Spanish Inquisition. We've seen it in World War II during the Holocaust. We're seeing it today. We're never going to escape it.
This is the only place that, like, if this place existed, my family wouldn't have gone through a Holocaust. That's just the reality. And that just shows how much we need Israel, because people are turning on us. And
I mean, Israel is, we are historically connected, like archaeologically. Yeah. Jews have been there for thousands of years. Like, there is proof.
Yeah. And I'm not denying that that Palestinians were also there, but we were both there. Like, that's just, we can't deny that. Like, I see so many things on TikTok and like Instagram where they're
TikTok, forget about it.
God, where they're like, what, where did, like, when the Jews did not come from, like, from the Middle East, like, they all came from Brooklyn. Like, what?
What?
Where do you get that from? Like, or that they're all European.
Do you know why Jews ended up in America?
Like, or that, like,
we had no choice.
I just hate this idea that we stole land, like, as if we were not there.
They're just
before
1948, they're ignoring evidence.
There, always.
Like, you dig in Jerusalem, you see a bar mitzvah hall. You dig in Jerusalem, you find coins with Hebrew written on it. Like, you find.
I mean, you don't even need to go that far. My husband's grandpa was born in the British Mandate of Palestine. Like, he was there.
Wait, my friend's great-great-grandma has an Ottoman Empire passport or like ID card.
That's insane. Like, that's really throwing it back.
That is, that, like, so what? Like, is she Turkish now? Does it belong to Turkey?
It's crazy.
Like, it's just absurd.
People just make up stuff and everyone's just running with it. Like, how are you going to tell us that our ancestors are from Brooklyn? Have you seen us?
Because we look like we are from Brooklyn.
No,
that is it.
Let's go through it. We have, I have an Egyptian grandma, a Moroccan grandma, a grandpa from Iraq, and a grandpa from Tangier.
Yes,
Tangier,
Morocco.
Yeah, Tangier.
Mm.
You go.
Oh, I'm fully Moroccan. All four grandparents are from Morocco, Casablanca, and Sawira.
Like, did we make that up?
No. But, like, why did they end up in Israel?
No, yeah, why were they there? And why did they go back to Israel?
Why did we end up in Morocco? Because we were kicked out from the place we were in before, most likely Spain, Inquisition. Why are our grandparents in Israel today? Because we are kicked out of Morocco. Like, Jews have always faced anti-Semitism and persecution constantly, just for being who we are. And this is just anti-Semitism in another form.
It's like crazy.
And no one sees it. And
it's literally in our own grandparents. Yeah. It's not stories that we've heard. Like, it's stories that we know happened.
And this is a very deep topic for us, guys.
Yeah, we always end up here.
We can talk. I mean, this is in the group chat every day for the past 6 months. Like, we can't talk about what's in the group chat without talking about our friend's cousin who's a held hostage in Gaza, or the person, a colleague of mine that I worked with at the company I was at in Israel, who's also a hostage in Gaza, or our friends who are in the army. Like, we can't. Like, we have friends and family and loved ones who are either fighting, who are hurting, who are mourning. Like, this is the Jewish people for the past few months. And all we can do is spread awareness and education as best as we can.
And on top of it, we have to deal with the world gaslighting us and telling us that we deserve it, basically, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. It's just, again, on education. Like, you see those videos on TikTok and Instagram of them, like, TikTok interviewing really people bad. On the street. Like they're literally going up to people asking questions and they're like, I actually don't know. So why are you protesting?
Yeah, why are you so passionate?
What are you protesting?
Why are you so passionate?
They're like, I don't know.
We know people that are on the grounds there. There's no misinformation when we know what's happening. We know the people on the ground.
There's also videos and there's proof. And there's also videos of Palestinians saying like, we're sick of Hamas for literally putting us in harm's way and taking all of our humanitarian aid. Like, we are dealing with a terrorist organization, point blank. That's it. Like, if Hamas wanted this war to end, they would release the hostages and this war would end. It's very simple, but you cannot negotiate and surrender. But you cannot negotiate with one side that wants you to be destroyed. They don't believe in your right to exist. So how can you negotiate with a side like that? Does that represent the entire Palestinian people? Absolutely not.
And who does not value human life? They value the cause. And, you know, if that means dying for the cause to make them look better while they sit in wherever they are in Qatar and they're like sitting on billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's crazy, but...
It's sad. It's crazy. Like, it's unfortunate what's happening today. Like, Gaza, you know, Israel pulled out of Gaza over almost 20 years ago. And it could have turned into a beautiful area.
The amount of money that countries have put in and, mm-hmm. like, given to build up, build it up, and just nothing was done with it. Because
we thought it was done with it. They built an entire city underground and with tunnels.
Yeah, the size of the New York subway system.
It honestly just sucks that the Palestinians there who are actually like not involved with Hamas like have to go through that. like that saying, like free Palestine from Hamas is true.
Yeah.
Like that should be what they're cheering for, like what they're protesting for. I mean, honestly, we'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. Like, I know we talked about a variety of different topics, but I think it's a lot of topics that are fun, that are interesting, that are trendy, and also things that are important that are happening today, which is kind of how we want to frame the segment.
Definitely. It's important stuff
to
talk about it, even though it's hard.
So we can't wait to hear your feedback and your thoughts and what you guys think. And
bring the hostages home.
Bring the hostages home. All right, guys. Bye.
See you next time.